We're talking about the stimulus funds today, and we asked this question earlier.
Where's my money?
The White House says the answer is the money is in 650,000 new jobs. Well, jobs that were either new or saved because of federal stimulus dollars. That number is going to be posted later today on recovery.gov. We're going to talk about the effect that these jobs have had on the economy and how actually reliable these numbers are, which is what I'm interested in getting from our takeaway correspondent, Andrea Bernstein. Are these numbers, can we trust 650,000?
Well, the White House says that they've ironed out some of the problems that were caused by the last round of reports. And in fact, what they're saying is it's not even $650,000. It's more than $650,000.
Jobs.
650,000 jobs, thank you, because it is talking about these jobs are what's been reported by states and colleges, sort of people that have actually been hired. But the White House is saying it doesn't include the jobs from the tax cuts and things like that. So it's actually more than a million jobs that have been created by the Recovery Act so far.
How do you tally jobs that were saved rather than created?
Well, state governments are the sort of probably the biggest source of jobs that were saved. And what the stimulus did is it gave this fiscal stabilization money so that people like teachers wouldn't have to be fired. So it basically says to the state, how many teachers' jobs did you not cut because of the stimulus money? It's all self-reported, though, so
yeah.
It depends on the accuracy of the reporting institution.
Okay. Also with us this morning is Pete Herman. He's an unemployed iron worker from Brooklyn, New York, and Charlie Dilbert, a highway worker from Cincinnati, Ohio. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Charlie, let's go to you first. You are actually appear to be the poster boy for the stimulus plan. You were unemployed, but you ended up getting a job that came directly out of stimulus money. Tell us about how that happened.
I was unemployed. I got laid off in December of last year, and I was working for a decking company. We did some concrete buildings and stuff, and I was off approximately about 5 months. And I had talked to this company that I interviewed with this company last year, and I couldn't get on with them, and I subsequently this year did it again. And through our union hall and stuff down here in Cincinnati, been in contact with them, and just so happens that this reinvestment money and came out, the stimulus money. And make a long story short, the company hired me, and then subsequently the money started coming. It took a while. I started in April with them. I was off about 5.5 months. And, you know, we started getting these contracts to do these signs on the highways around Ohio. And, you know, it's the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act.
Has actually recovered you and reinvested in you. So you,
yes.
Charlie Dilbert from Ohio, we have A-OK, stimulus plan working. And here in Brooklyn, New York, we have Pete Herman, which you, it sounds like you are stimulus plan not working, right?
Right. Yeah, I think, like a lot of our jobs in the commercial sector, the high-rises and the buildings, I think they're really tight right now. I don't think they're confident they could have tenants, you know, if they build these high-rises. I was slated to go to a high-rise in Midtown, a 46-story. And right now, that high-rise is topping off at the ground level. Everything has been canceled above the ground level. And you know, I mean, it's. I think ironworking is experiencing it's a rough time right now. You know, I think there's a lot of fear, and maybe the stimulus money, if it does kick in, maybe they can go ahead with these jobs. And of course, if the bridge too, like the Brooklyn Bridge. Right. I think. That's just delayed. I think the stimulus will probably help that, but it might not start till the spring or late
winter.
That's
a long time for you to wait.
Yeah.
So, Andrea, is this kind of typical across the country that it's split down the middle?
Yeah. I mean, and I think that we should say that, you know, a lot of stimulus money went out the door right away that wasn't exactly about creating jobs. There were the tax cuts, there was the food stamps money, there was the unemployment money. So all of this money sort of did get out into the economy, but much more slow has been the creation of these actual contracts. And, you know, to bid a big job, it does take some time. It doesn't happen instantly.
It's a little unusual for the federal government to be issuing this kind of report. Why are they being so serious? Really?
Right. So the good news is that they're at least trying to put out these numbers. You know, the environment in which this was put together last February, I mean, you remember about just a little over a year ago, the other big bailout, the bank bailout, was
right.
A three-page document with no reporting requirements. So we have no idea exactly what that money was doing. reporting, and that created a lot of public outrage. So what happened when they put together the stimulus, they wrote right into the Recovery Act itself that on these dates, this money would be released, and these states and these government entities had to report these contracts. And that's why we're getting today this gigantic data dump. We've never actually seen anything like it in the history of the federal government.
Pete, actually, you know, you can go online to recovery.gov, did you know this, and look for what stimulus jobs are available in the New York metro area?
Oh,
I
didn't.
Were you aware of that?
No.
So recovery.gov, I mean, is that something that you actually will do?
You know, I might check it out, but I'm going to keep shaping up for Ironwork, because that's what I know.
Uh-huh.
And but also, I did receive something else in the mail. It had to do with the stimulus package. It was a letter, and it said that I would be eligible for financial aid if I went for other type of
training
in school. So that was through, it said, from the stimulus package. Because of that, these programs would be available. So that's an option, too.
And is it an option you're interested in?
It might be something. I'm going to keep shaping up for work. And if the winter looks like it's going to be long and like a drought, you know, for work, for iron work anyway, then it might be something that I would check out.
Charlie, how long is this a permanent position that you've gotten from the stimulus, or is this the more the kind of thing that the stimulus has funded one project, and when that money runs out, you're unemployed again?
No. Well, the company I'm working for, you know, some of the work is seasonal. Obviously, you know, when it's snowing and raining and cold, just as like Pete was saying, talking about the, you know, the weather conditions. You know, the work that I'm doing now is impacted by that. You know, it's going to start slowing down, possibly. There are going to be things that can be done, but, you know, I could be getting laid off myself, you know, November, December, whatever they choose. But like I said, I'll be able to go back to work for that company, you know, in the springtime or when the weather changes and stuff. Or there could be other employment opportunities, too. I mean, it just depends, you know, like it's just how things go. I do like the company I'm working for, and they do. We're real busy.
Well, Andrea, let's go back to these new numbers again. The White House has announced, as we said earlier, that 650,000 jobs have been either created or saved because of the stimulus money, the $150 billion in federal stimulus cash. So is the White House also claiming, I mean, these are great numbers for the White House. This must be a good day for them. But I'm also wondering the good news yesterday about the GDP growing. Are they also claiming that the stimulus did that?
Well, Celeste, it's the day before Halloween, and for those who can't see you, which is pretty much every listener, you're wearing a Superwoman suit complete with red boots.
Yes.
I don't think we're going to see President Obama in his Superman outfit.
I could loan him mine.
The White House is feeling pretty psyched by these numbers because they're saying, they're, as a matter of fact, putting a number on yesterday's GDP and saying that 3 to 4% of the 6.4% was created by these jobs. And they're saying the 650,000 is actually just the floor because these are not including things like suppliers for the materials for the road sign and the orders to the companies to make the iron. So they're saying, actually, it's 1 million jobs or more that have been created by the stimulus. And this is a pretty happy thing for them to be reporting at a time when unemployment is approaching and is, in fact, well over the double digits in many states in this country.
And as we kind of alluded to earlier, some of the stimulus money didn't go directly to jobs. It actually stemmed some bleeding in state budgets.
Right. As a matter of fact, there's about $339 billion that is out the door, as they like to say. But of that, they're only counting $150 billion in today's numbers, because those are the numbers that have gone into these state contracts to create
directly
and retain jobs.
Okay. And so people can go to recovery.gov. Not only will they be able to see these numbers there, what else is there?
Well, we've got a little bit of, it now looks like the numbers are coming out this afternoon. Yesterday they were saying this morning. But this afternoon you'll be able to go to recovery.gov and you'll be able to look at these big numbers, but you'll also be able to put in your own zip code and find out what jobs have been created or saved and what companies have been actually awarded stimulus contracts in your neighborhood. And, you know, these are maybe some counterintuitive things. You might find a restaurant that got a loan to expand. You might find some organizations that are doing things like weatherization. So there is actually a whole variety of things well beyond these sort of traditional construction jobs that we've been talking about.
Okay, we're going to keep an eye on these numbers and whether or not there will be a second stimulus plan. That's a discussion for another day. Thanks so much to Andrea Bernstein, our friend and Takeaway correspondent. Also, Charlie Dilbert will definitely check back in with you and Pete Herman. Charlie Dilbert's a highway worker from Cincinnati. Pete Herman is an unemployed iron worker in Brooklyn. And later today, the House is going to release the information on recovery.gov about these stimulus bill jobs. But we want your stimulus bill story. Have you gotten a job out of the stimulus bill, or have you seen effects of it in your own community? Let us know. 877-8-MY-TAKE, mytake@thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.